today on the Clock Tips Podcast.
Because I find now I'm struggling with committing to a regular bedtime. And so that's number one. Number two would be just giving myself that hour before bed to like have no screen time at all. And so that's not an easy goal because I do work from home. And so oftentimes I am checking things before I go to sleep. But I think just kind of like setting that boundary for myself and like putting my phone and all my electronics and shutting them down by like an hour before I go to bed.
Welcome to the Clock Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Melissa Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Our environment is important for getting a good night's rest. But what is a good environment exactly? If we just start with what's around us in our bedroom, assuming that's where you're sleeping, it's good to have a nice mattress that is comfortable because you don't want to wake up with back pain. It's also good to have a quiet room because it's hard for most people to sleep with noise. Another thing is to have cool temperature because it's easier for the body to fall asleep when it's cooler, not cold and not hot. And also, preventing light from entering the room is really supportive to tell the brain that it's nighttime and it's time to sleep. Did you know that light at night can actually cause melatonin, the very commonly known hormone that helps people to sleep, to become lower in the brain, which prevents you from falling asleep? Today, I'll talk about different ways to improve your environment and get good sleep with our guest, whose name is Desiree, who is a recent college graduate, who I'm guessing, and she'll tell us, might have been in multiple environments when it comes to sleeping, whether maybe at her dorm, maybe she slept at a friend's house versus at her home. And she might have had some different experiences. And now that she's all graduated, maybe she has a different experience altogether. So welcome to the Clock Tips Podcast, Desiree.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Yes, I've definitely had a lot of different sleeping environments, and I would say like my management of them in the past, it's honestly similar to right now. However, the insight that I've learned by just like living and trying to just sleep better and sleep more consistently is kind of like this idea of separating your spaces and only allowing myself to work at my desk versus like on my bed. And I find that just the simple shift in like not allowing like my bed, which is a place to sleep, to become also a place of work. And I think that some subtly it does make a difference. But most importantly is just like kind of being mindful of what is going to calm me down and just making sure that my environment is suitable for that.
Yeah, so you bring up a really good point. So one of the big things that can help to support a good environment for sleep is making the bedroom or the sleeping area dedicated to sleep only. So, you know, some people might have like a TV in their room, or they might eat in their room or in their bed. You know, they might be playing games or doing homework or stuff for their office job or whatever it is in their room. And then it comes time for bed and they just close the laptop or turn off the TV and lie down. And then they wonder, why am I not falling asleep? And a lot of times it's because your body, you know, one, it depends on the time of day, of course. But if the environment is usually a place you're working, your body is hard for it to recognize it as a place to switch to relax mode. So just making your bedroom for sleeping is one of the big things to help support good sleeping health. Would you say that there was a time in your life that you noticed based on your environment that you had either better or worse sleep than you do now?
Yes, actually, I would say that in times where I have more control over like my space, so like for example, I don't have a roommate, and I'm living alone, and at that rate, I can control like the temperature, like my light exposure. So like for example, like having the overhead light off at a certain time and just maybe having like little night lights or just like my LED light on, trying to limit or not even being on my phone for an hour before bed, and just kind of switching over to some of like tasks that I can do that occupy my mind that replaces like scrolling on my phone, whether that's reading or stretching or just cleaning up before you go to bed, and just really sticking to my bedtime and not compromising, keeping my phone away from my bed as
Yeah,
well,
that's a big one.
and not like yeah, and like having to get up in the morning to take my alarm rather than like snoozing it right next to my bed. So yeah, I have to be intentional, but I would say usually when I'm like doing those sort of activities and being very ritualistic with just staying consistent with my routines, I have the best sleep and the best outcome.
Good. Another keyword that you said is routine. To go back to what I was saying, not doing a lot of work and then going straight to bed, or just trying to shut off in a couple of minutes or so. Can you tell me more about either your current routine or a past routine that's work, or maybe a pre-bedtime routine that you're trying to develop?
Yeah, so I would say the pre-bedtime routine I'm trying to develop is A, establishing of one bedtime, because I find now I'm struggling with just committing to a regular bedtime. And so that's number one. Number two would be just giving myself that hour before bed to like have no screen time at all. And so that's not an easy goal because I do work from home, and so oftentimes I am checking things before I go to sleep. But I think just kind of like setting that boundary for myself and like putting my phone and all my electronics and shutting them down by like an hour before I go to bed. Playing music helps sometimes, especially if it's instrumental. Taking showers before bed, it kind of, I don't know what it is about like hot water. It definitely changes your internal like emotional regulation, at least for me. Like when I feel anxious or stressed, I find that like, having a hot shower or like a bath before bed is really good for relaxing. And then essential oils, like having some sort of diffusing things like lavender or something calming. So just kind of like playing with the five senses and just trying to leverage that into like creating an experience so that your body is ready to go to bed, and so that by the time you're ready to like put your head on the pillow, it's like, oh, I'm just gonna go to sleep rather than, oh, let me do this and this and this.
Yeah, good. Just to add to what you're saying, especially on the piece of temperature, your body actually changes its temperature throughout the day. And when you go to sleep, having a cooler room and a cooler atmosphere helps you to sleep better. So the warm shower, from what I understand, tends to work well for people, including myself, when you take a warm shower because it raises your body temperature a little bit so that drop is more apparent in temperature, so that can help you to fall asleep a little better because it feels like it's much cooler because your body has to now just cool down from that warmth as it gets rid of that heat from the water. So that can help a lot of people to fall asleep as well. Yeah, it sounds like you have a good routine there. And in general, routines are really important because it helps your body know that sleep is coming, or the time for sleep is coming. Which, of course, your body has a clock that is guiding all of this. It's something that is not easy to just turn on and turn off. It's kind of like you have to be prepared so that when your body says it's time to sleep, then you're ready to do it. And your brain isn't going at a million miles with thinking about work and all of those different things. What about lights? Do you have ways to keep your room dark at night, or does that not bother you?
So I have like lighting in my room. So like I have like a little lava lamp, I have LED lights and just like softer lights that I usually will keep on, and I avoid having like my overhead light on. So that's something that I think is really cool, and it just kind of creates like a calming environment. But yeah, I try to keep my lights off. And during the daytime, I usually just like keep my windows open. So around the time that the sun is setting, I'll just like close my blinds, turn off my light, and then turn on my other lights. That is something I will say I've been consistent in, and just having lower light.
Okay. And so, what is the biggest tip that you would give someone who is trying to improve their environment from what you've learned in your life or sleep?
So I would just say to like start simple, just start by setting a bedtime for yourself, and then once you like have that bedtime, stick to it and see if you need to adjust it. And then the next week, add another habit, such as like not being on your phone. And then the next week, add another habit, or at whatever rate you need to do. But I think like starting small and then building your way up to a routine is probably going to help you, because at different times in your life, different things are going to work. And so I think doing things gradually gives you more room to kind of make those adjustments and customize it for yourself. And so, yeah, I would say that's kind of the thing I'm learning, because something that worked for me like last year is not going to work for me this year. And so it's all about like having that system of just growing and learning more about myself so that I can be the healthiest version.
Okay. And then last but not least, bedtime. How have you found the time that you go to bed to either help with your sleep routine or hurt your sleep routine and overall sleep quality?
I would say the bedtime that I have is 11 p.m., right? And so if I'm mindful of it, it usually is really good for me, because I wake up at around like 8 a.m. in the morning. And so that usually gives me enough hours. However, more recently, because I haven't been honoring my bedtime, I find that like it's been being pushed back further and further. And that has definitely caused me some stress in the morning time. So it usually is not very good if I am not mindful of my bedtime.
Very true. Personally, I have a routine and I feel like it's triggered every evening. Like, okay, it's time to start preparing for bed. So, even though different distractions or things going on around me, I will feel that trigger kind of coming. And it's hard to even continue working and doing those different things. But sometimes, socially or just, whatever you have to do pops in your brain and it's hard to keep to your bedtime. But I always try to just to remember how good I feel when I get sleep. And that often reminds me, okay, it seems like a sacrifice now to go to bed on time, which, it's like sometime between 10 and 11 is a good time for me. But yeah, I remember how good I'll feel, and that usually encourages me to not delay it. And then another thing too, that I'm not sure a lot of people know. There are different gummies, like melatonin gummies, that people might take to help them to sleep. But melatonin is a hormone that's naturally produced in your brain to help you sleep at a certain time of day. And so I personally don't think it's very effective, especially if, someone can't sleep and it's like midnight or 2 a.m. It's not going to align with how the body naturally uses it. So, even though that's a supplement that's out there, I think that just having the habit and the routine to prepare your body to go to bed, at a reasonable time, like 10, 11-ish, will support when your body naturally produces melatonin, which is around that time, to help you to go to sleep as well. So, it's kind of just like having everything align well that can help your brain put you to bed and go to sleep. Another thing that could really help to improve sleep is not eating late. So, what are your eating habits? Do you eat close to bedtime or do you cut off eating at a certain time of the day?
So I do eat very close to bedtime. However, I am aware of the 2 hour rule. So we'll just leave that there.
So, do you feel like you feel full? 'Cause I get acid reflux actually if I eat too close to bedtime. Does it
Really?
affect you at all in any way? Some people say they have nightmares too.
Oh, I mean, I do have nightmares. However, I'm not sure it's linked directly through my, well, it could be, but so I would say like I probably eat like about an hour before I go to sleep, but sometimes like I'll have like a little snack or something light. Yeah, so sometimes like if it's too close to bed, of course I'm not going to eat a full meal, but there are some days where like my schedule is kind of crazy, and so like the last time I'd eaten would have been like earlier that day, and so Yeah, it just depends. So really, a lot of it is about aligning your schedule properly to make sure that you're able to be available for eating or regular eating times. But it's a process.
Yeah. And I just want to throw a little hypothesis in. I know that our, gut and our brain are very well connected systems. And I know that the hormones and the different enzymes needed to metabolize or break down our food is controlled by circadian rhythms too. And so I wonder if it is true or if it has been studied, if when we eat late, when we are not supposed to, because we're supposed to be preparing for sleeping, and during sleeping, our body's not like digesting or supposed to be digesting food. I wonder if that communication system between our gut and brain is either still active or wants to be active but can't, and there's some sort of communication going on there that is like, I don't know, disrupting how our brain works in like the dreaming part or the thinking part or something while we sleep. I think there's just so much to figure out with how the gut and brain interact. So guarding those two systems are important. So, all right. Well, I think that's our conversation for today. I want to thank you for your time and for joining us. Thanks for joining us today. Please visit our website at clocktips.com for more information about this podcast, how to join our ongoing research study, and more resources to help you improve your time, intuition, sleep, and productivity. If you found this information helpful or interesting, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with others and join the discussion on our social media platforms under the handle @myclocktips. Until next time, take care of yourself.